have an opportunity to stand today. Today. And we're going to take that. We're going to take that, and we're not going to take it for granted. Romans chapter number 8 and verse number 26 in the Word of God says, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searches the hearts knoweth what is in the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Our Father and our God, as we bow in your presence, Lord, we thank you for this night that you've given us. We thank you for the opportunity to come to your house and worship you in spirit and truth. Father God, for just a moment, I'll pray that you allow us to look at this small text with such big meaning. And Lord God, as we look at this text tonight, Father God, I pray that we just pull from this in a mighty way, and we just see what you would have us to see, that you'd give us your eyes for just a moment. Father God, to see. Father, the book says that your eyes are as a flaming fire, Father. And Lord God, tonight, when that fire starts looking into our hearts tonight, it gives us what we need. Lord God, tonight, I pray you'd search the hearts of every man, woman, boy, or girl that's in this building tonight. And Father God, we come in tonight thanking you for who you are and what you do. We thank you for Jesus Christ, and we ask it all in Jesus Christ's most holy, precious name, and all of God's people said. Amen. You may be seated tonight. I just want to share with you just for a moment, and we're going to go on home, but I want to share this with you where I've been as your pastor, and I believe sometimes honesty is a good thing, amen? Honesty is good for the heart. It does a heart good. It does a heart really good. I want to ask you just one simple question. In the world that we live in right now, since March until now, I would ask you a question. Has there been a time in your life when you didn't know what to pray? Has there been a time in your life you didn't know what to pray? You didn't know how to pray? You didn't know when to pray? You didn't know where to pray? All you knew is you just sat there with your mind so cluttered, your heart so cluttered with things that Satan has sent your way, and you think God is sitting over there somewhere in left field and you over there in right field. Have you ever felt that way? Have you ever been there in your life? Well, let me tell you tonight what the Bible says tonight. Romans chapter number 8 and verse number 1, the Bible says, there is therefore now. He says, there is therefore now. You and I now that has been born again, washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. Can I get an amen tonight? The devil can't bring nothing against you. He can't bring no accusation against you tonight. You've been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. You're secure tonight in that blood tonight. And he says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. You say, preacher, if I'm going to walk in the Spirit, why do I find myself so many times walking in the flesh? Well, can I say to you tonight, the flesh loves to be pleasured. And tonight, what pleasures the flesh more than anything is the sin that we get caught up in on a daily basis. Hey, but I want you to know tonight, there is a way out tonight, and that's the Holy Spirit tonight. And when you don't know what to pray, and you don't know what to say, and you don't know where to go, hey, you can get down on your knees before Almighty God, and that Spirit will give utterance in your life. There's been times in my life, and I want you to know that I've got to a place, and I'd be in a dark place, and I'd be in a place not knowing what to say or what to do. I got a bedroom there at the house. I'll go into that bedroom. I won't come to my office here at the church, and I won't go to somebody's house, and I won't, you know what I do? I get one-on-one. And I go in that room and I work it out between me and God. And I want you to know tonight, it doesn't matter if it pleases me. All it matters tonight, it pleases God. Can I get an amen? Hey, friends, tonight I want you to know, I heard a man say one time, he said, hey, me and God's got a good thing going. Hey, friends, tonight I ain't got nothing going good. God's got everything going good. Can I get an amen tonight? If there's anything good comes out of this vessel tonight, it won't be of me, but it'll be of God. And he says tonight, for there is there no more condemnation. Tonight, if you're born again tonight, in this place, don't let Satan beat you down. Don't let Satan do that in your life. You stand on thus saith the Word of God. And when you don't know where to go or where to turn, you turn to God tonight. He'll never leave thee. He'll never forsake thee. He sticketh closer than a brother tonight. Amen. And you say, preacher, where were you going to tonight? God has showed me this in the last, say, in the last week or two. And when I get in that place, and I'll call somebody, and they'll call me, and they'll say, preacher, what do we need to do? There's so many people that's got COVID. And I don't know about you, but I reckon it's the church that we're in. And all, man, everybody that I run with is mostly Christians. Can I get a witness tonight? And it seems like everybody that you talk to that has got COVID and died, you think it's only saved people that's got COVID, and it's only saved people are dying. Because that's the folk you run with. Hey, but that's not the case tonight. Hey, that's not the case tonight. Friends, I want you to know tonight it rains on the just like it rains on the unjust tonight. Hey, I want you to know we all have battles to face. We all have storms, and we all have a lot of things tonight. Hey, we're all in different boats, but we're in the same storm. Amen? And he says tonight, when you don't know what to pray, when you leave this place tonight, mamas, you listen to me tonight. Daddies, listen, get this tonight. When you don't know what to pray and you don't know what to say, do not give up and give in to Satan. You just pray in the Spirit. Look what he says in verse number 26. He says, likewise the Spirit also it helpeth our infirmities. When we're weak and we don't know what to do and we don't know what to say, you say, what's going to lead me through, preacher? It's going to be the Spirit that's going to give intercession for you. He says, likewise the Spirit also it helpeth our infirmities. For when we know not what we should pray, for as we ought to pray, look at this, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. I want to ask you a question tonight. Have you ever been in a place that you was in such a battle, you could not pray? You could not pray. You could not audible a word. You were so burdened in the spirit. You were so burdened in your heart. I'm talking about in the heart, the soul, the mind. Everything about you was burdened. You was pulled down to this place, and you did not know what to say. And the only thing you could do was think about God. Have you ever been there where you couldn't open your mouth, but all you could do is just think and say? And in your mind, you say, Lord God, help me. The other night, me and my wife was laying in bed, and she said, BJ, it's just 8:30. What are you doing asleep? And I told her the next morning, I said, I wasn't asleep. I had my head buried in that pillow, just praying to God Almighty. Have you ever been there? I'm talking about it ain't got late at night. Hey, but you just want to rest. You just want to lay down. Hey, you're just waiting for the next morning to come around. Friends, he's talking tonight, and he gets here, and he tells these, Paul tells them, he says, likewise, the Spirit itself, it'll give you utterance when you need it in your life. So you say tonight, you say, preacher, I'm about to a point where I don't even want to pray. I don't even feel like praying. When you get to that point, you're at a good place. You're at a good place. When you don't know what to tell God you need, you're at a good place. Because see, when I go to God and I think I got it figured out anyway, and I tell God, God, I need this. Well, I'm not asking his permission if I need it. I just say, God, I need this. Give it to me. And he could be saying, you don't need that right now. You can't handle what you're asking for right now. What you really are saying is, I don't know what I need, but I do know this. I need you to help me in every aspect of my life. Friends, tonight, as the pastor of this church, I get to that place, and you do too. We all get to that place, and we see people that are passing away, and we're asking God, God, why is this happening? And we don't know what to say or what to do. Friends, tonight, rely on the Spirit of God to lead you in every area of your life. I want to read that one more time. He says, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray, for as we ought. We don't know what to pray. We don't know what to say as we ought to do. Have you ever prayed for somebody and when you left, you thought, boy, I made a mess out of that. Boy, that didn't hit heaven. Didn't even hit the ceiling. Amen. Well, what a failure I was. But you know what? Who works them prayers? The Holy Spirit. That Holy Spirit is what takes that prayer that you pray that's so jumbled, such a mess, not know what to say. And he takes that and he takes it right to Almighty God. That Spirit takes what you pray right to Almighty God. Through the blood of Jesus Christ, it takes that Spirit. It takes that word in there. When you don't know what to say, that Spirit's praying for you. That Spirit's giving you what you need. Look what he says. He said, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. When you get to that place in your life and you don't know what to say, I want to give you confidence this afternoon that the Spirit will speak for you. The Spirit will speak for you. The Spirit will give you what you need when you need it. Folks, as we come in here tonight as your pastor, man, there's a lot going on in this church, in this community, in the world we live in tonight. And as I bow at home and I pray and I bow all day long, and you do too, there's times I don't even know what to pray. There's so many names that come to that phone. I don't even have a clue. There are names I don't know. But I do know this. God knows my heart. The Spirit knows what I'm thinking. And He's making intercession for me to God tonight. Tonight as a church, He has called you and I to pray, to seek His face, find rest in Jesus Christ tonight. And how are we going to do that? By relying on the Spirit of God tonight. That Spirit is what gives us rest. That's what gives us peace, and that's what gives us comfort tonight. Not only that Spirit, when you do something that ain't right, it convicts you, right? You do something that ain't right, the Spirit will show you it ain't right. And man, you got to do something about it. You have to do something. You have to ask for forgiveness, and you keep marching right along. But let me give you this. Not only is that Spirit, it does that in your life, but it not only does it convict you, but it convinces you of some things, that it knows what you need when you have no idea what you need. When you have no idea what you need. We was talking the other night coming from Broken Lives. Me and Brother Eric, we was sitting in that van. We was riding down the road, and we was talking, coming back. And I remember one time in my life, I won't go personal, I'll go public with what's going on in my life. We was pouring out here. We was pouring the parking lot. We didn't even got to the concrete yet. We just pouring parking lot. And they gave the deacons a bid for $40,000 to just get that up to pour concrete on. And that day, that bid come in, and it wasn't $40,000. He said, I've overshot it just a little bit. And I said, okay, I can work a little bit with the deacons. How much is it? He said, instead of $40,000, it's $151,000. Yeah, whoever said, oh, gracious, that's where I was at. But let me give you this tonight, and let me share it with you very simple. Satan made me try to think that was my fault that happened. Satan tried to make me think that I was the one that I had to hold all that guilt and all that shame on me. Bible says there's therefore no condemnation. And God will always send somebody your way. As I sat out there in that parking lot, man, I was scratching my head. I was thinking, Lord God, what are we going to do and how am I going to explain it? God will always send people your way. He sent a man my way that day to give me confirmation, to give me some comfort that day. And you know, when I went to them deacons and I told them, I said, look here, guys, there's been a big, big mistake right here. Humongous. Don't know what we're going to do. They said, preacher, you didn't have nothing to do with it. Folks, tonight, let me give you this. When something happens around you, if you ain't in it, you ain't got nothing to do with it. When it happens around you, don't let that condemnation come upon you. Tonight, you are a child of God if you've been born again. And that Spirit, it'll give you utterance in your life. It'll give you confirmation in your life. It'll give you peace in your life. It'll give you rest in your life. It'll give you what you need when you need it tonight. And He says, let that Spirit do the work in your life. But so many times, you know what I try to do in my life? I try to overrun the Spirit and override the Spirit. Preacher, you can't override the Spirit. Oh, yeah, you can. You can override Him. Folks, tonight, when you override the Spirit, you won't have no peace. You'll be miserable tonight. So I want to give you something. As the weeks go on and things go on in your life, you remember this tonight. When you don't know what to pray, let the Spirit pray for you. You say, Lord God, I don't know what to say. I don't know. All I know is, you know my heart, and I want to do what you've called me to do. And if you can make this load any way easier, do it. I wrote down in my book at home, Lord, either lighten my load or strengthen my back. And I'm about to back up on that, Brother John. Lord, just lighten my load. Just lighten my load. There's some of you in here tonight, you don't need a stronger back. You just need your load lightened. You don't need... Hey, it don't matter how strong you are. You just need your load lightened. As a church tonight, you know what we need? We just need our load lightened. See, preacher, I don't know what to pray for the church. I don't know what to pray. I'm going to give you something to pray for tonight. Lord God, at this church, please lighten our load. Please lighten our load. Because you know when you get under pressure and you get loaded and you get to where you're overloaded, you'll be missing the main thing, and you'll be doing things that is not pertaining to God. And you'll be off over there in left field, and He'll be over there in right field. So tonight, as your pastor, I urge you, I ask you, and I beg you in the name of Jesus Christ. Tonight, when you get home, I don't know how you pray when you get home. I don't know. I don't know. That's up to you. Wherever your sanctuary is, when you get home and you kneel down, wherever you kneel down tonight, squat down, lay down, whatever you do, I ask you to petition heaven on behalf of this church and ask God just to lighten our load. He said, where two agrees on it, it'll be done. And I believe tonight there's more than two in this house. I can look around, I can count just a little bit. They didn't learn a lot at Sully's, but I learned a little bit. 2 + 2 will always be 4. 1 + 1 will always be 2. So tonight, here's my prayer request to you tonight. We're going to dismiss. The Spirit's going to help this church in a mighty way. And here's my request to you. I ask you tonight when you get home and you get by yourself and there's no one around, say, Lord God, please lighten our load just a little bit. Amen. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, as we bow in your presence, Lord God, tonight, Romans 8:1 says that there's therefore now no condemnation. Nothing can be hung over our head because of the blood of Jesus Christ. Satan's got to flee. He's got to get out of here. He's not done nothing to get anything in this place. And Lord God, I pray tonight that you just run him out. Lord God, we got a funeral coming up. Father, boy, we've been through a lot this year, but you know everything. Hey, our backs are just against the wall. It ain't against the cross. Whew. Lord, your back was against the cross. Lord God, tonight, I'm asking you to lighten the load of this church just a little bit. Lord God, I'm asking you to lighten up on us just a little bit with whatever you want to do. Lord God, I'm asking you tonight for peace and comfort and rest. I'm asking you tonight for the COVID. Father, instead of closing the doors of the church, Father, I read that there was times people would fill the church and beg you to help them. Instead of closing the doors, they'd be opening the doors, running in, begging for help. Lord, I pray tonight we'd be a church that be begging you to help us tonight. Father God, as every member of this church, we have an obligation, and that's to pray one for another. And I ask you tonight, when we don't know what to pray, I pray tonight we just continue to look to you for leadership and guidance. Father, I love you and I thank you so much. I thank you for the salvations we've had here at this church. Lord, I thank you for the baptisms we've had. Lord, I thank you for the Spirit that's stirring in this place. I thank you so much. But Lord God, tonight we come as a church and there's so many of church family that's home with the COVID right now. Lord, there's preacher brothers that's, if you don't step in, it's not going to be good. Lord, tonight we lift up these individuals to you in a mighty way and we ask you to do a work in their life. Lord, we come tonight with Fulton Bridge tonight. They met at 6:30 to pray and you know that. Lord, I pray tonight that you would just bless their pastor as he's in the hospital on COVID. Lord God, Brother Mike needs a touch tonight, Father, and we're here tonight assembled together praying that you touch that man. Lord, I pray tonight for the Egger family. Lord God, Miss Mavis's family there. Lord, we know tonight Miss Mavis is in heaven kicking up gold dust. Lord God, her family's still here. They're going to need strength and they're going to need encouragement and they're going to need a church family. Lord, I pray tonight for each and every one that's lost a loved one this year. I ask you to do a work in our church and in our church family. Lord, I love you and I thank you. I thank you for the cross and I thank you for Calvary. Bless these people in the name of Jesus Christ, I ask and do pray. And I pray tonight that as we get home, we petition the throne room of heaven that you would just lighten our load. We love you and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.